This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, the king of the Krusty's, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. And thank you to Reliant as well. You think when the schedule makers put the Thursday night schedule together that they thought this Eagles-Commanders game was going to be a lot on the line on a Thursday night?
No, I don't think there was any way that they thought it'd be this good. I think they were probably hopeful.
They caught a break, didn't they?
Yeah, like it's two big markets, two division rivals.
That's what you usually do for the Thursday night games, right? Two division games.
You cross your fingers and you hope.
Yeah. Like they put the Giants and the Cowboys on early, you know, before the Giants and Cowboys went south.
But yeah.
This is gonna be a pretty
big one tonight.
It's just gonna be a pretty popular game tonight.
This is huge right here. Yeah. This could do 20 million. Easy.
Yeah.
I mean it'll tilt the odds I saw if the Eagles win tonight, it drops the Commanders' chances of winning the division, I think, to 18%.
Wow.
It's a massive change depending on who wins this one.
Do you think that the team that wins tonight wins the division?
I think you could make an argument for that, absolutely. And they do play one more time, so you got a chance to maybe steal that one back. But
yeah, I think if Philly wins this, they're going to be starting to make quite a case. I think
that's six in a row then.
Probably in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
that. You know, I don't know if they beat a quality team yet. I think there's plenty of football to be played and most likely the healthiest team, you know, as we get into the last 6 weeks of the season or so.
Dallas, the Giants are the only divisional team that Dallas could beat left, right? I mean, they're not going to go to Philadelphia and they got the Commanders twice, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go to Philly and win. And the Commanders with Jaden Daniels, the dual threat aspect of it, I just don't see how they're going to be able to handle that.
I think the Cowboys could be a lot more credible as a competitor than they are right now. Right now, they look like they're as bad as the Panthers. Okay, I think they can eke into maybe that middle third.
Yeah.
Get your edges back, get Kendricks healthy, and then run the ball.
Yeah.
I saw you don't have to be horrible.
I saw Nealon on the field today, working with Britt Brown.
That's great news.
We were over there, us walking to doing the Cowboy break and he was on the field, and then him and actually Brandon Cooks was on the field as well. So working with Britt Brown. So hopefully those two guys will come back, and I'd like to see for sure Nealon play a little bit, you know.
Get that rookie out there. He had some good moments.
Did some good things. All right. Yesterday, I kind of gave you a little hope about the Texans' offense. Well, I'm about to be the wet blanket guy in this Texans' defense.
Oh, go ahead, Brian.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Get it up.
Yeah.
You know you love to do that.
They are going to present a lot of problems for you. And where they present problems for I think you guys will correct me here real quickly, I'm sure. I think it's the best defense they're going to play right now.
Houston's?
Yeah. I think it's the best one. And I'm saying that from the reason of there's a lot of things that they do that will give Dallas absolute fits.
You think of D'Amico Ryan's coach of the year?
I'll tell you what, 6-4, they had a bad loss on a Thursday night loss against the Jets, right? Is that when you started Wolchuk? You're kind of like I took the Texans.
His Vegas and the Jets were favored, yeah. And I was thinking something's up here. Yeah. So I stayed out of that one. That was the first one that I did not pick.
Yeah,
Houston's given up a lot of touchdowns, haven't they?
Yeah, but this is the problem, because when you're playing the Cowboys, teams can take advantage of what you're talking about, but this team can't, because what'll happen is this Houston Texans defense they like to move the front. So when we move the front, that's one of the problems where inside the gap replacement or the twist stunts, things like that happen. They've got two natural pass rushers in Will Anderson and then with Hunter, and they both flip-flop sides. So they're going to hunt a matchup for you, especially yeah. Danielle Hunter. He's going to hunt a matchup.
I mean, he's generated, I saw this from Brandon Laurie, 62 pressures this season, yeah, which would be the most through the first 10 weeks of a season in the past 7 seasons. Oh, so the amount of pressures that Danielle Hunter has racked up to this point is just through the roof. And when you talk about the best defense, I mean, just looking at defensive DVOA, they are second in the league. Yeah. Minnesota's 1 and Houston's 2. Yeah. So you're right there.
Yeah, this is one of those teams when when you're watching the tape, you're kind of like going, gosh, dang, because of the movement, the players, their secondary. I think their secondary is outstanding. When you start to talk about Derek Stingley, and then they also, this rookie, Kalen Bullock, the rookie.
The USC kid.
From USC. Remember him, Wolchuk, because we were watching him. He at USC looked like a corner.
I thought he was a corner. Playing so big,
he was so tall, long, and he was a really good looking player, ball hawk,
big time.
And he ball hawks for this crew here.
So are they still? What are they doing with Jalen Petrie?
Playing him as a nickel.
Nickel, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And this is the problem. This is the problem that Dallas will have in this game. Is they play nickel like 88% of the time. That's all they do. So they're going to get. They got three legitimate corners that they play with Stingley, and then Lassiter.
And that's also Georgia corner.
Yeah, and then Petrie. So they shut you down. They shut you down with their corners, and then they've got that safety that plays so well, and then they've got a pass rush that's pretty potent to deal with. And again, these are all things that Dallas kind of has problems with. I mean, I don't see how Dallas is going to separate. This has got to me, and I've said this before, it's got a little Detroit vibe to me. That all of a sudden, you know, Brian Branch, guys like that, the corners, you know, there were times where we felt like that maybe Detroit were going to give up some play. Detroit completely shut you down. So did Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia completely shut you down. And I think these corners right here are better than the ones that are playing in Philadelphia. So I don't know how you're going to throw the football in this game. And if it turns into, because these guys, if the Cowboys are going to have any chance of moving the ball, it's going to have to come on first or second down. If they get into a situation, the Texans want to get you in a passing situation because they are one of their big blitz down is third down. And they're one of the best teams in the league when it comes to bringing, you watch them play and they bring the blitz. When they bring five or more rushers, they're over 50% of getting a pressure on you.
Boy, it sounds like a really good week to commit to the run game, Brian.
Well, that's kind of where I think Dallas, but to me, this is where Dallas, I said it earlier, Dallas has got to win on first and second down.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, if we look up and it's third and seven or third and eight or third and nine all day, and this is, with the running game stuff,
it's got to be good. If it's not working in the first half, you got to try to get your chunk plays.
It's got to be good because if it's not good, they're going to get you in the third down and they're going to blitz you is what they're going to do. And that's a problem. And the thing about it is you think, well, how are they so good? How do they do this? They don't disguise any of their coverages. They don't even disguise their blitzes.
Wow.
They're one of these teams when you watch them play that they line up and they rush and they blitz and then they – and then you're in trouble.
It's obvious. We're either playing man or cover three. This is what we're doing.
That's just confidence. Like, we're better than you.
Exactly.
It's so obvious that like, and you're thinking like, oh, they're disguising and they're making this and doing that. Nah.
It's kind of like, D'Amico Ryan's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, hey, we rush four and we play cover three, but our players are just better than you. We don't have to trick it up all that much.
No, they really, really don't.
What they did to the Lions offense the other night in that first half was detrimental, and that's the best offense in football. They got three turnovers, a handful of sacks. They only give up a touchdown and like maybe 100 yards in the first half. Like that was some flying around football right there.
They are really, really good when it comes to it. Now, what's interesting about this team, and this is where Dallas has got to. I talked about first down, but they also play at depth and they play with cushion. On the outside, for as good as their corners, it's not this just lock down, get up on you, play press coverage, and dog you all over the field.
It's not more cushion for the pushing.
They do play for some depth. And I was, because I'm like, man, these guys are playing off, and they're one of the top teams in the league when it comes to giving you cushion on the outside for routes. Now, when they do that, though, they're driving on balls. They want you to throw underneath, and then they're going to drive on it. It's because they got the linebackers and they've got the skill guys to be able to handle that. But they're also gambling on it that hey, we're going to get rushers home, and if we get you in a long yardage situation, we're going to blitz you, and we're going to be able to sack you that way. And I think it's going to be really, really difficult for Dallas. If they don't, it's not about winning off the line, because they'll let you win off the line. But once those corners engage with the receivers, can you find a way to maintain that separation? A lot of teams haven't been able to do that. So this is the problem for the Cowboys today, is that they're going to probably have a really good game plan defensively to handle Houston's offense. Defensively, like Dawson says, you need to find a way to run the ball. But if running the ball turns into a first down run, it ends up a no gain, a negative play, a gain of one or gain of two, and you're doing that all night, you're going to get run out of the ballpark, because that their pass rush and their pass defense is like I say, it's one of the best that you're going to play this.
Goal's got to be third and short or avoid third down.
You got to find a way to get this thing. It's got to be second. It's got to be second and fives.
How do you like the run defense?
The run defense, I think, to me, where people have had success against them is on a little bit on the outsides. Teams have tried to kind of run the ball, and that's been somewhat of where teams have had some success.
Ooh.
But let's see if Dallas can do that. All of Dallas's runs come from the inside.
It's back to the old outside run talking point.
Yeah.
I cannot wait, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. It's a Mavs game night, Chief.
Yes, let's go around the rim featuring those Mavs and the three-headed monster of dominance, the King, the Joker, and the Alien.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.